For the KBI Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ex-Gret Nunez. Governor Mike Parson visited a, quote, targeted vaccination site today in St. Louis. The Republican governor sounded optimistic about getting shots as soon as possible to all residents. His visit came as critics in urban areas have complained that rural areas are getting more than their proportional share. Political and civic leaders in St. Louis and Kansas City have complained for weeks that their regions aren't getting enough vaccine. They cite cases of people driving hundreds of miles to get shots. Starting March 15th, anyone who works at a school or child care facility in Missouri will be able to get a COVID-19 vaccine. Adam Krumblis with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services says while it's important to vaccinate teachers and other essential workers, doses are still in short supply.
But we need to make sure that we are also planning and leaving some space for local public health agencies to hit those that have a substantially higher mortality risk.
Krumblis says a lot of seniors and people of color haven't been able to access vaccine appointments. He says once Missouri starts getting shipments from Johnson & Johnson, more shots will be available. Missouri's House of Representatives has given initial approval to a bill that would limit the power of public officials to make emergency health orders closing businesses. Missouri News Network's Sarah Dingman has more.
In response to recent closures ordered by health officials, lawmakers have drafted a bill that would make it necessary for such orders to be approved by a local elected legislative body, such as a county commission, for an order to last longer than 15 days. The bill caused debate about unelected officials infringing on citizens' freedom. Representative LaDonna Applebaum was not satisfied with that argument.
I hear a lot of talk about freedom. Do you know what's not free? The 8,402 people that have died from COVID.
The bill was given initial approval and would go into effect immediately upon approval if certified by the Senate and Governor Mike Parson. I'm Sarah Dingman.
The University of Missouri plans to demolish 8 buildings and relocate to museums as part of a plan to reduce space and save money. The university announced today that the plans have been under discussion for years. Vacating the buildings is expected to take several months, and then demolition will begin. The university estimates the changes will save more than $2.5 million in annual operating costs and more than $93.7 million in repair and maintenance costs. Ameren's nuclear power plant in central Missouri is still not operating 2 months after an unplanned shutdown. Ameren, Missouri official Barry Cox says the utility decided to replace a significant component at the plant after a generator issue caused a shutdown February 18th. The plant experienced 3 unplanned shutdowns in the last 3 quarters of 2020. That, along with fewer hours of critical operation at the plant during the year, will bring more oversight from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission. I'm Ex-Gret Nunez, KBI News, Columbia.